I have the privilege of giving the charge actually to Peter Bringy as a newly ordained minister of the Word of God and for his calling as pastor of Covenant Family Church. Now, I've been watching Peter grow up over the last 13 years. I remember the day very clearly that his mother and father came to Covenant Family Church. And here is this young guy and his brothers and his sister, full of energy. And I thought to myself, this could be trouble. But it wasn't trouble. It was God's great blessing upon our church to bring the Bringy family to our congregation. And for the church over the years to see Peter grow and mature and have a call of direction in serving God in Christian ministry. I've watched Peter take his marriage vows. I've had the privilege of seeing Peter and Melody become parents. We've seen Peter learn to do all of the necessary skills for life, like maintaining a home and cars and all of these things that we just take for granted as part of life, but they're all these issues of growing up, maturing, taking on responsibility. And Peter has done that. Peter has served Covenant Family Church as an intern. I had him in my house daily for 8 to 9 months. We spent a lot of time together. The Saffa family, who is here, had them in their house, living with them during that time of internship. And so there's lots of experience, lots of eyes on you, Peter. Lots of people who have been watching you mature and grow, watching you start your seminary education, watching you persevere through it, and finally finish it, graduating with a Master of Divinity degree from Covenant Theological Seminary. My charge to you is taken from the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament. Not a text that often gets chosen for this, but it should many times. It's surely the minister's job to be a preacher and a teacher, to be one who leads the worship of the church and administers the sacraments. It's surely the responsibility of the minister to be a man of prayer, but it also just as surely is for that minister to be one who shepherds the sheep. And I'm sad to say, lots of ministers are never taught this. We don't have good courses in pastoral theology as were given in previous decades and years. So much of it is filled with modern psychology and various sociological ideas and trends, but yet in the Word of God, we find some very clear teaching about how to be a shepherd. And so listen to the Word of God from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15 is where I'll start. The Lord says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. It is not enough for you to feed on the good pasture that you may tread down with your feet the rest of the pasture, and to drink of clear water. You must muddy the rest of the water with your feet. And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddled with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep and will set them up over one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be a prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken." The time when these words were written was when the people of God were taken captive in Babylon. Ezekiel was raised up to be a prophet over the people of God and to speak the word to them and to tell them with a sense of hope and expectation that God was going to deliver them and bring about a new experience for his people. The Lord himself, because of the failure of the shepherds of Judah and Israel, makes it very clear that he is the true shepherd. And so in reality, all of us who take the call to be ministers of the word of God, we derive our authority, power, and our work from the Lord. He's the true shepherd. We are those who are called to minister in his name as his earthly representatives. And it's also good to note that the Lord promises to his people that there's going to come a time when those shepherds who are faithful will be raised up. And inasmuch as they're raised up, then the people of God grow and prosper and mature. They're cared for in the way that the Lord wants them to be cared for. It says in the text, "I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep." The Lord gives us this calling. He's giving it to you now, Peter, to be a faithful representative of the Lord God, of Jesus Christ, his son, who is the head of the church. He's calling you to be this kind of faithful shepherd. The text says, "I myself will make them lie down." It reminds me of the words from Psalm 23. In verse 2, "He makes me lie down in the green pasture and leads me beside the still waters." Well, the Lord has given you now that task, Peter, to know the people of your congregation, to know the people whom God brings into that flock so well that you can minister to them and you can lead them to lie down in the green pastures and, as it were, to be beside the still waters. As that shepherd, that faithful shepherd, you're imitating the true shepherd who seeks to bless his people. The Bible says in this passage in Ezekiel, "I will seek the lost." This refers to, I believe, those people who could be part of the flock, who are by God's electing grace, perhaps members, as it were, of all of those who are regenerated. It's your job, Peter, and to train others as well, to go out and to seek the lost and to bring them in. "I will seek the lost," the Lord says. Jesus saw the crowds and he had compassion upon them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. The people in this world, so many of them, don't attend any church. They don't know the gospel. They don't know the good news that we have. When they're preparing to die, all they have with their expectation in their mind is that they're dust in the wind or something like that. But the Bible tells us that God gives to his people the gift of eternal life. You have that message. And now it's your opportunity to seek the lost. I remember one day driving to church when I was serving in a church in California. I was driving down a country road out in the middle of nowhere, and I came around a bend, and there was this huge flock of about 10,000 sheep blocking the road. My children can testify to this. They were with me. There was no way I could plow through. I just had to stop. And as I was fretting the whole time, thinking I'm going to be late to church, the sheep were taking their time to stroll by the car. And what were they like? It gave me an up-close look at them. Well, first of all, they were very smelly. As I put my hand out the window and felt them go by, I realized that they were incredibly dirty, covered with all sorts of dirt and debris and oily, so much so that I had to wash my car twice that week to get all the oil off. The sheep tend to stray. The sheep tend to wander. The sheep injure themselves. God is giving you the task now, brother, to pursue them, to bring back the strayed, to also seek those who are lost and outside of the church, to bind up the injured, to strengthen the weak. All of those jobs are now yours. Do you take them? They're serious calls to be a shepherd to the people whom God is giving you charge over in your flock. Now, it does say in this text, "And the fat and strong I will destroy." I believe that refers to this issue of discipline in the church, where the minister, along with the help and assistance of the other church leaders, elders, and deacons, are working to seek to discipline those in the church who go astray. The minister is the one who has that job of promoting righteousness and justice and honor, and in the example of pride and arrogance and deceit and jealousness and covetousness, people must be confronted, and the fat and the strong, as it were, be destroyed. Their attitudes of rebellion against God, it's your job now, along with the other church leaders, to take seriously that responsibility to bring discipline into the Church of Jesus Christ. We don't do it lightly. We don't do it quickly. We don't do it with a sense of pride and arrogance ourselves, as if we were lording it over, but we do it lovingly and tenderly, like the true shepherd does for us. And finally, it says in this passage, "I will feed them in justice." The true shepherd feeds the sheep. He's faithful to help them to seek a righteous standard, a way of living that pleases him, a way of living according to the standards and the law that he has given in the Bible, and to keep our eye firmly fixed upon the chief shepherd who leads the sheep. For after all, the chief shepherd for the sheep in your congregation is also your chief shepherd, who holds you accountable and who helps you with the tasks to which he has called you. In closing, a few other passages that are important. Isaiah 40, verse 11, it says of the Lord, "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young." In John 10, verse 14 and 15, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own knows me. And just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." And lastly, 1 Peter 5, verses 1 to 4. "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of unfading glory." Let us pray together. Father, please be with Peter Bringing as he seeks to faithfully follow the example of the true shepherd, the Lord himself, and to as well know that he is accountable to the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And so we thank you now for his calling and the confirmation of that call and this ordination and installation. And so we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.